time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
I thought, what would be better than to use my 34 years in the veterinary industry than to help you guys, the pet owner? What are your questions? What do you need to know? What would you like to know? I want to create a completely interactive podcast where you, the listener, can ask your questions and we will answer them. I will have industry-leading professionals come in and have conversations about your very questions. What keeps you up at night? What worries you about your pet? What worries you about the cost of taking care of your animal? There's so many things that we can talk about, but I need you to tell me what we need to come up with. Because if you do that, we can have a great, great, great session. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. G, and welcome to our first episode of Irreplaceable Tales. I am here with someone who I thought, who better to know the pet owner than my studly receptionist that was basically the first person you talked to, the last person you saw when you left. I'd like to welcome Kat to here with me.
Hello.
Hey.
Nice to see you.
Oh, my gosh. 34 years. That's insane.
Well, 27 for me.
27 for Kat.
Working with you.
Working with me. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
How the hell did you put up with me for 27 years?
It was easy.
It was easy?
Yeah.
Just another alpha dominant woman that I had hired that just kept me in my place.
Yeah, somebody had to.
You all had me well trained.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least you thought you did.
Yeah, I know.
So anyways, with this podcast, what we want to do is we want to reach out to you, and we need your help in order for us to come up with ideas. This is going to be a podcast that's completely for you, answering your questions about your furry companion. Now, that companion could be a dog, a cat, a rabbit, a hamster, koi, turtles, birds, horses, cows, goats. Any of those will be fine.
That's your area. I only know about the dogs and the cats.
But you also know about what are some of the horrible things that you've heard online about people have said. And you also know firsthand questions that owners have that you diffused before they even got to me.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're going to hit them all.
Okay.
So just to make this go a little simpler, we already have, since it's our first episode and we haven't really gotten much. And by the way, do not give your dog Advil. For all you on TikTok that are asking, oh, can I give my dog Advil? No. And I actually saw someone say that they gave their cat Tylenol 2 times. And the rule of thumb in veterinary medicine and animal health is 2 Tylenol can kill a cat. So you just got to be very careful.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. So, okay, my side, we have another sidekick, Mallory.
I'm back.
She's back. She has all some questions just to get us going because we're going to go live in 2 weeks. So we're just going to put this pilot out there and just get some feedback from you all, and we're going to go from there. Okay, Mallory, take it away.
All right, so I think it's really important as pet owners that you are providing adequate and correct information to the pet owner, to the doctors, and to the receptionists. I think a lot of times emotions can kind of get in the way of the message you are trying to convey. So I want to hear from both of you, what are some of the best histories that were off topic that you've heard? Like, what were some of the best histories that clients gave you that had nothing to do with the actual?
Some of them, this may be off course here, but some of them, usually when the husbands come in, it's chaos.
Because yes.
They don't know. They said, my wife just sent me. Sometimes they will come in with a list.
Yep.
That the wife gave him. And that works out perfect because there's itemized what needs to be done, what needs to be looked at. And then you get the other person that comes in and they're like, my dog's been scratching his left ear. It's really bad. He's been limping on his right leg, and I'll get the rest of it. How long has this been happening? Have you been doing anything at home to treat it? You know, just a little bit more detail. And then I take them and I put them in the exam room. And then the doctor comes in and I will be outside and I overhear them saying something completely different.
Yep.
They will be like, no, the dog's not limping. No, he's got a bug in his eye or something, you know, and I'm out there looking like a fool.
Yeah.
And the doctor's looking at me and I'm hoping he's not thinking, you know, you don't know how to do your job. You know, it's just...
Well, I looked at you that way anyways, but but going forward, the you know, let's hit on the, yes, when the husband brings in the animal, it usually is a nightmare, because in the traditional household, the women know so much more than the men. And I'm not trying to be sexist or anything like that. It's a proven fact.
They treat them like their kid.
Yeah, exactly. So when the husband comes in and said, my wife found a lump. Where?
Where's
color?
That?
Size? Is it growing? How long has it been there? Is it painful?
I don't know, they say.
I don't know. Why don't you call my wife on the phone? Okay, that's no problem. We do that.
I will tell, for anybody listening, if you have nail polish at home or a permanent marker, mark them up before you come in.
Yes.
It makes it easier for everybody, right?
Yeah.
If we know what we're looking for. Just side.
Yeah.
Side
and not
advice.
A black Sharpie on a black dog.
Right, right. Like maybe white out on a black dog, right? Let's, something we can see.
Yeah.
Another trick. Your right is the dog's left.
Oh, my
yes.
gosh.
Your left is the dog's right, or the cat's right, or the horse's right, or the cow's right.
So imagine the pet is standing up on their...
It's the mirror effect.
Yes. Up.
Yeah.
Up straight.
I've had
right?
that happen way too many times, and they're like, oh, it's the right ear. And so I'm, this one, no, the other. And I go, oh, the other right ear?
And you also, know? I had this discussion with my husband the other day. He said, the dog's front legs. Their arms in the front, essentially, right? They do use them like legs, but anatomically, yeah. it is an arm in the front and a leg in the back. So there is no front knee.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an elbow.
Right.
Yeah.
Just to...
And there's no rear knee.
Correct.
It's a knee.
It's a knee. It's the knee.
But we'll figure that out too. But, you know, another thing that really would get to me with the history taking, it's very, very important to get a thorough, good history. And so if you could write down the history, or even better, type it out before you come in, put it on your phone. Yeah. We all have these little magic black boxes that talk to voices in the sky. Just put it in there. And just so we, so you, as you think about it, voice text it to yourself.
Yep.
Or even.
And I will do, not to interrupt you, sorry. I will do that if I have them on the phone and they're calling to make an appointment. And they'll say this, that, and the other is going on. I said, okay, well, you know, we're going to see you tomorrow. So please, in detail, write down everything that you can remember, or exactly what's going on, where it's located, like we were saying, anything else that concerns that we need to address or anything like that. So we've got it all there ready when you come in.
And it's very important, because just like babies,
yeah.
these creatures, these amazing creatures do not talk.
Correct.
So we have to try to go off of history. And then when we read your history, we'll probably have more questions for you. And it's not because we don't believe your history. We're just trying to go a little deeper. My dog has diarrhea. Okay, that's a great start.
Right.
How long? Any blood? Was there a diet change? You know,
environment just, change. Anything.
Any stress?
Yeah.
So when we ask questions, it's not because
we're questioning what.
Yeah, we're not questioning your history. We're just trying to get deeper.
Yeah.
And where this really becomes important is if you drop your animal off for the day because you have to go to work or run something, we need that thorough history, or else when we call you on the phone and we can't get a hold of you,
we're stuck and can't do anything until we hear from you.
Right. Yeah. And we want to get your animal home ASAP.
Need approval to do more diagnostics and whatnot. And
right.
If they're not there, then the dog's just hanging out in the kennel.
Right. So that was another thing I was going to say, which you were kind of bringing up, is like, if someone else brings in the animal or you're dropping the animal off, please make sure when you leave a phone number that you're there to answer it. Or even if you accept texts, we could text you, hey, are you free? We need to talk. All those things really help get animals out of the hospital quicker, because we do not like animals in the hospital. We love having them as companionship,
yeah.
but we just want to make sure that we don't overlook anything, we don't forget anything, and out of sight is kind of out of mind.
Yeah.
And you got to be very careful with that. And we're not doing that on purpose. We're humans. We're just trying to do what we can. But the more we can get from you up front,
or even the fact that if somebody drops off and we're addressing a particular issue and you may stumble on something else that you've noticed, all of a sudden there's this chronic ear infection going on or something, you know, that owner mentioned nothing about.
Right.
You know, so you want to treat it, but you need to get their authorization to treat it, and we need to be able to reach you.
Yep.
All right, so let's go over what do you feel like the one biggest pet parenting mistake you feel like you see from owners? Not mistake, but maybe something.
Well, I mean, the thing is that there's a few. It could be broad to, like, I'm a huge, I've had pets my whole life. My wife's a veterinarian. My father-in-law's a veterinarian.
Quite the variety you've had.
I've had a great amount. And we're not perfect either. Veterinarians make horrible pet parents. Pet parenting advice, number one, if you get a week's worth of antibiotics, give a week's worth of antibiotics.
Yep.
Nothing more frustrating than getting that phone call back that's like, oh, I still have cephalexin or Keflex left over from last time. And you're like, why would you have that left over?
I recently went to my mom's house for something, and she had like a shoebox of medication. She was looking for something for ears or whatever. And I'm rattling these containers, and I go, why are these antibiotics in here? And she goes, well, you know, things were looking better. I'm like, Mom, I've told you enough times. I said, when you get prescribed the medication, you use it until it's gone. It says it on the label. Use it all.
And the reason is not because we want to sell you more antibiotics. It's because of bacterial resistance, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a huge problem out there right now with bacterial resistance, and it's because I have to agree that I believe antibiotics a lot of times are overprescribed.
Yeah.
But I think the problem also is that if you start them, finish them. Because if you only go halfway through the course, those bacteria that made it through that halfway course can start mutating inside and become resistant to that antibiotic. So that's a huge misconception of some pet owners do. Secondly is like, oh my gosh, I can't give my pet human food. Yes, you can. If their food is chicken-based, guess what? You can put chicken breast, no skin or bone, on their food.
Yep.
You can always give carbohydrates, no problem. So what are carbohydrates? Cottage cheese, white rice,
mashed potatoes,
sweet potatoes. Those will not cause a problem. It's a sudden change in protein source. So if your dog's food is, let's say, beef-based, and you give him your dog or her or him pork, you're going to get diarrhea. You're going to get vomiting.
Yeah.
Most of the time, everyone's like, you hear the word pancreatitis, which basically is inflammation of the pancreas, and it causes vomiting, diarrhea. Can it actually be very, 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 very bad.
Yeah.
Right?
I saw a lot of cases
really painful.
Of that.
Really painful. But some of them are very mild. Most of it's caused by diet change, not because the dog got into the trash.
Right.
An abrupt diet change, too.
Mm-hmm.
Third thing, if you are going to...
But we thought Fifi would love this.
Yeah, I mean, we had prime rib last night, and isn't she on a hypoallergenic
soy diet? Yeah, she's on a hydrolyzed protein diet.
And you give them beef, and then all of a sudden they will get that vomiting and diarrhea.
Yeah.
There are things you can get away with. Bread. My dogs love Cheez-Its. Goldfish. And I told you, I'm not the best pet parent, but those are perfect little training treats. You don't have to go buy, you know, the box of milk bones that are, you know, about a foot long and your dog weighs 4 pounds.
And give them the whole thing.
And then give them the whole thing. Right. Break it into small pieces.
Yes.
Other pet issues that are simple things that might avoid a pet visit, I would say walk your dog on a leash.
That's a no-brainer.
Right. But people are like, oh, my gosh. Keep your cats indoors.
Yeah.
Or their lunch.
Yeah. Here in Southern California, their lunch.
Yep.
Or they're hit by a car.
Yep.
Or
yep.
they're attacked by another cat.
Yeah.
You know, cats, yes. Wild cats.
And you can walk your cat on a leash, too.
You could if you want to take him for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different subject,
though.
but I mean, the thing is, if the cats from the old days, yes, they want to be out in the prairie. These cats right now... If they stay indoors, indoor cats are so healthy.
Yeah.
They're so healthy. And that's another pet parenting simple trick to avoid a vet visit. What can you think of?
I hit on a lot of stuff.
We will have subjects on the toxins in the house. Yeah. So what to avoid. We will have discussions about flea preventatives. And even if you're, oh, another pet problem. Even if your animal is quote unquote indoors, still use flea preventative, especially if you live in Southern Texas, Southern California, South Florida. We don't have winter. That's why we live in these spots.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if you live in Minnesota, what was it, negative 20?
Yeah.
You know, everything dies, including the people, right? It's not like it's like, so the flea population will die off. If your animal, even in Southern California, if there are mosquitoes, heartworm prevention is huge.
Yeah.
If you live in the Midwest or in New England, think about that Lyme vaccine, because that Lyme vaccine is a killed bacteria that can help prevent a horrendous disease as well. So there are so many things that are simple ways to avoid vet issues. Because I tell you, if your dog's allergic to fleas, and remember, one flea bite is all it takes.
Yes. My mom had a dog like that, and they would just itch and scratch like insanely.
And another thing that most pet owners don't know is that one flea bites your dog up to 100 times to get a full blood meal.
Yep.
I mean, that's a lot. So that's like getting 100 mosquito bites.
We've seen some animals come in infested. Just imagine that.
Without the allergy, though, right? Right. If they don't have a flea allergy, they won't be itchy from fleas.
Yeah.
They have to have the flea saliva allergy in order for that to happen.
Yeah. All right, I have a quick interjection here. If pet owners suspect something is wrong with their dog, how many days do you recommend they wait until they call a vet? I have my answer, if you want my answer.
Well, my thing is there is absolutely not one single animal hospital employee, veterinarian that knows your animal better than you.
Right.
If you think something's wrong,
go.
Something's wrong.
Yep.
My advice is call. Worst case scenario, if you just say, I mean, at least...
call and ask me. I go run and verify something with the doctor.
Right.
Either I'll put you on hold or I'll give you a call back, but I'll give you some kind of answer. The doctor's recommendation, come down right now.
Send an
or
email.
No, I can wait for an appointment today or tomorrow.
Yeah, send an email. Send a text, right? There's nothing worse. And I know right now we've talked about it before that the cost of care is climbing and is a concern, right? But typically the longer you have to treat, the more expensive it's going to be. So I always believe that the sooner you can get in, the better. There's nothing worse than on Friday at 6:30 when a dog who's had bloody vomit and diarrhea a week is now a concern,
right? I
don't
want to go into the weekend with this happening.
Right, right. So if something is wrong and you feel like something is wrong, reach out. There's resources for you, right? Again, this kind of goes back to Dr. Google. Google isn't going to answer your question correctly, right? Your vet hospital knows you, knows your demeanor, knows your personality, knows how you treat your pet. So if you're concerned,
give them a call.
Reach out. Call.
Right. Because that's the one thing we will not be able to do on this podcast is to diagnose.
Yeah.
We can educate.
Give advice.
Yeah, we could educate, but we are not going to diagnose. We are not allowed to diagnose. There is no client-patient relationship that allows us to diagnose.
I used to have some... just go off course here. I'd go to the grocery store after work and I'd have my name tag on, you know, with Canyon Animal Hospital on it. And the checker would look up and she goes, oh, how long have you been there? La, 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 la. She goes, you know what? My cat has been doing, and I'm really? I'm grocery shopping.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the one you need to be talking to about what's wrong with your cat. But it's just stuff like that is kind of funny.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, being a veterinarian, we love it. And I'm always on. I'm always available. But not all veterinarians are that built like that. So that's why I'm doing this show, is because I want to give back even more because the profession has done so much for me. And more importantly, my clients have done so much for us.
Yes.
That this is only right for us to try to do this and do this for them.
Yeah, that's great.
Do you think clients understand how much veterinarians appreciate them? Or do you think a lot of clients are starting to feel like a number?
I think with the cost of care going up and with how veterinarians now are so emotionally exhausted that it is very hard to really give your full, you know, your care. Like sometimes veterinarians fake a smile, right? Service with a smile, no matter what. But it's very hard. It's very hard to find veterinarians that really want to talk to veterinary medicine outside of the hospital.
Right.
You know, working there, like I said, 27 years, I only worked for Dr. Hamill and I worked for you. And not once did I ever see you not respond to a client. I mean, even on your off hours, you'd be at one of your kids' games or events or whatever, and you're responding to them. You always were there to reach out to them, and I always admired that a lot.
So if you don't have that type of relationship with your veterinarian, maybe they're not there, and you want that type of relationship, there are veterinarians out there. You just probably haven't found the right one yet.
No.